Rewind 2025 edition on Web Radio Classics, April 10th, 1849. Walter Hunt of New York City patented the safety pin. Most of us still use the device, which comes in a variety of sizes and is quite handy to have around. Mr. Hunt, however, didn't think so. He thought the safety pin to be a temporary convenience, and he sold the patent for a total of $400.
No!
Bet he could just stick himself for doing that. On April 10th, 1953...
Anytime you're feeling lonely...
Eddie Fisher was discharged from the Army and arrived home to a nice paycheck of $330,000 in record royalties. Fisher sold 7 million records for RCA Victor while on furloughs. Anytime was just one of several hits recorded during his stint in the Army. April 10th, 1958.
Jesse T. Ryder.
Dick Clark devoted an hour of his American Bandstand afternoon TV show to the memory of Chuck Willis, who had died earlier in the day from peritonitis. Chuck was a noted rhythm and blues singer and songwriter of the early rock era. On April 10th, 1967... Bob Hope was the host at the 39th Annual Academy Awards. The Best Picture Oscar went to A Man for All Seasons, and the best song was
Born Free as the Wind Blows.
Born Free. On April 10th, 1970, at a public news conference, Paul McCartney officially resigned from the Beatles. Let It Be was riding high on the pop charts, the last recording for the group. April 10, 1972. Once again, the 44th Annual Academy Awards celebration was held at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles. And once again, everyone was spellbound, waiting to hear who won Best Picture. It wasn't an easy decision. The nominees were A Clockwork Orange, Fiddler on the Roof, The Last Picture Show, Nicholas and Alexandra, and The French Connection. And the Best Picture Oscar went to The French Connection, and Gene Hackman won the Best Actor Award for his role in the film. The Best Actress Oscar was won by Jane Fonda for Clute. The best song was
Who's the Black Private Dick That's a Sex Machine to All the Chicks?
Damn right.
Theme from Shaft by Isaac Hayes, April 10th, 1985. Eddie Murphy's Beverly Hills Cop made it to the top 10 on the list of top-grossing motion pictures. The film, at number 9 on the list, was the only R-rated and non-summer movie to make the list. The number one record on this date in 1959 was Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods, and that's Rewind for April 10, 2025.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.